Is inflation really coming back?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index rose by 0.3% in July. This sets the inflation at 3.6% annual rate for the 7 months of this year. Increases in the cost of gasoline and shelter were major factors contributing to the increase in inflation during the first 7 months of this year, with gasoline prices rising by more than 10% even after adjustment for seasonality, and rents going up by 4.2% at annual rates. Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. Prior to the Great Recession, the Fed basically ignored serious banking data alarms and even reset a database to make it look less bad. But even the new version fell into the red very fast. The Fed eventually discovered that the alarms were for real. And to its credit, it then went to town providing credit to the banking system, helping many banks fend off bankruptcy. And it also rapidly raised the amount of high-powered money in circulation, raising it by more than fourfold. Why didn't this cause high inflation, similar to Germany's hyperinflation of the last century? There are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into an economy which was teeter-tottering at the edge of a real depression. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, had crashed like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pumped into the system, since it was circulating at a slower and slower pace, it did not cause inflation. And also the fact that the 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. The unemployment rate now at 3.7%, the economy at full employment, and while economic growth rate has dropped from 3.2% to 2.1%, it still presents a serious potential for high inflation. Now, add to this the chance of an intentionally or unintentionally stepping into an actual trade war, and you have a recipe for real inflation. Antiquated tariff policies of beggar thy neighbor didn't work even in 1930s, nor in 2002, and it doesn't appear to be working now. They, however, are raising the price of exports and imports and reducing their volume. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.